Developing tonight, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo facing a firestorm of controversy, including calls for his resignation and a possible vote to repeal his emergency powers, all following reports his administration may have deliberately withheld information about the number of COVID deaths in New York nursing homes. About 15,000 people have died in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities from COVID-19, but the state reported only about 8,500 deaths. Cuomo addressing the media for the first time today, with all of those allegations being made to defend his record. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live outside the governor's Manhattan office tonight with the very latest. Tom.
And Marnie, what we heard today was not an apology, but Governor Andrew Cuomo did say that he takes some responsibility for creating what, in his words, was an information void.
These decisions are not political decisions. They're all made on the best information the medical professionals have at the time.
New York's governor responding to several days of reports that his administration deliberately withheld data about the number of COVID deaths in the state's nursing homes. He's under fire from fellow Democrats, Republicans calling for his resignation.
We're going to be filing criminal complaints because she has on taped confessions admitted that she lied.
She is powerful Cuomo aide Melissa DeRosa, a regular presence at the state's COVID briefings and defender of its response.
I would argue at this point, New York puts out more data on deaths than any other state.
DeRosa is heard on a recorded call first obtained by the New York Post, saying information about COVID deaths in nursing homes was withheld to avoid a federal investigation by the then Trump Department of Justice, saying, quote, "We froze out of fear the deaths would be used against us." In a statement last week, attempting to clarify, saying, "I was explaining that when we received the DOJ inquiry, we needed to temporarily set aside the legislature's request to deal with the federal request first." DeRosa's boss praised early in the pandemic for his straightforward response, now on the defensive, admitting there was a lack of information, but saying it was an honest mistake, not an attempt to deceive.
The truth is everybody did everything they could. The truth is you had the best medical professionals and advice on the globe. The truth is it was in the middle of a terrible pandemic. The truth is, COVID attacks senior citizens. The truth is, with all we know, people still die in nursing homes today. People still die every day.
But tonight, the calls persist for the governor's resignation, also for the resignation of his secretary, Melissa DeRosa, and possibly, if not his resignation, repeal of his emergency powers. Governor Cuomo called that. Pure Politics, live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.